Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be going through the lore from the Ruination Callista's Odyssey event. Now I did add one cinematic right here at the beginning, which is the trailer from the canon book Ruination. I don't show the whole thing, but I felt to add some background context to Isolde and gives you a nice little camivore. Also, small note, I did add some sound effects. Without further introduction, Chapter 1, Voyage.
Camivore. An empire of conquest, of kings who rule absolute. Callista, spear of the Argent Throne, forswore the life of a princess and vowed to guard her uncle, King Viego, from any who would do him harm. She thought she succeeded. Protect his heart, his world. Now she searches for a cure in places of myth and legend. She is not prepared for the darkness she'll bind.
Chapter 1, Part 1, A Redemption So Elusive. Callista, the spear of the Argent Throne, princess of Camivore, will set off on a sea voyage to the legendary Blessed Isles the next day in search of a chance to save her beloved friend, Isolde, the queen who was a victim of an assassination attempt. The voyage sounds nothing but preposterous to Callista. Should she not be convincing Viego to face reality and to guide him? Like what her grandfather had bade her before passing instead? Can redemption truly be found in the Blessed Isles? Is it worth it to leave behind everything that she holds dear to pursue something that may not even exist? Chapter 1, Part 2, The Night of Silent Roses. I wanted to see you before you left. Callista, I'm sorry, Ledros. I can't. Ledros, you don't have to apologize. I am a soldier. Duty is something I understand. You're a princess of royal blood, and yet you're a slave to duty as much as I. Be safe. Callista, my heart is with you, now and always. Chapter 1, Part 3, The Veil of the Mist. A white mist stood before them like an immense fortress wall. It rose up hundreds of feet. Venex, there's old magic in this cool mist. It feels... wonderful. Callista, still on course, Captain? Yes, though we're not going anywhere fast. But look, there are birds in the mist. That means land is near. A shout came from the forecastle and the mist darkened. Callista held her breath, but a sudden storm extinguished her hopes. Venex, damn, we got turned around. The compass shows that we're back to where we'd started. Callista, let's try a few more times and see if we can get through the mist. The captain and Callista tried three more times, but the mist repelled them every time. During each attempt, they tried something different, but with no success. Venex, we're now days away from our course. We're closer to the Serpentine Delta than Camivore. Callista, we can't go home yet. All this just proved that Viego was right. The islands are right there. I can't go back empty-handed. Venex, my god, who even knows if the queen has lasted this long? Callista, based on Nuno's astral charts, it'll take 10 days to reach the Blessed Isles. How many ports lie about 10 days from here? Ones that have been around for many hundreds of years. 10 days? Well, the only place of note close to 10 days from here would be the Buhru of the Serpent Isles, and that would be a stretch. Looks like you're ready to sail me there to find a guide. Come on then, princess.
Chapter 1, Part 4. Isles of Endless Hunting.
I have to say, Venix impressed me more than she should have. She can even converse in Buhru. Still, it's clear that we're unwanted guests in these isles enshrined in tradition, and the locals are obviously hiding something. We should thank our lucky stars that the outlander Pharos was willing to render us aid, even if it's plain he doesn't intend to do it for free. We have no way of knowing if there are prophets or guides here that can point us in the right direction, nor whether the Blessed Isles truly exist behind all that fog, but we've already come this far, and I will not give up now.
Excerpt from Callista's Logbook.
Chapter 1, Part 5. A Prophecy Written in the Stars.
Who are you?
I've been called many things by many beings, but I am a child of the stars. You may call me Soraka. I've been waiting for you, Callista of Camivore.
Soraka, the star child. How did you know to expect me, and how do you know my name?
I don't believe these are the questions you came all this way to ask, but I'll answer them nonetheless. The answers to both questions are the same. The stars told me.
If you speak the truth, then you should already know why I'm here.
I know why you came, but you could still ask. You could ask what would happen if you threw off your burdens and left your homeland with your true love. You would be happy. You'd live a long, fulfilling life. You'd have children, and they'd have children. And those who love you would be at your side when your time finally came, as gently as a breeze. But even knowing what that path would bring, it's unlikely you will take it.
Then, what have you seen in the path I'll take?
Darkness.
I came here to get the answer to a specific question and do not have the luxury of time. Please, give me the answer.
You are a pragmatic soul. I'll tell you this. The Golden Maiden of the Sea will take you there. I can say no more.
Chapter 1, Part 6. The Golden Maiden's Odyssey.
The despair of failure lingered in Callista's mind, and this melancholy led her into solitary contemplation on the deck for hours, until her captain alerted her to a ship appearing on the horizon.
Venix.
The ship is under attack! Damn! It's the Crimson War Party. Hard to port. Full sails. Get us away.
Callista.
Hold that order. Those people need our help. They're already as good as dead. Crimson Razor Scales are Vestaian hunters from the depth. We need to get away. Now. Or they'll claim us as well. Where's your honor, Captain? It shames us to do nothing.
Callista plunged into battle with Venix by her side. The sound of steel clanging mingled with the sound of waves crashing onto the deck, until Callista drove her spear into the enemy leader's chest skillfully.
That was a good kill. By the way, didn't that seer tell you something about a golden maiden that would guide you?
Look. At the bow of the attack ship was a woman with wings overlooking the sea, emitting a shimmering golden glow.
Looks like you found your golden maiden, princess.
Tyrus. Greetings, warriors. Many thanks for your assistance. I am Seeker Adept Tyrus. This is my apprentice, Rise, who is on a learning journey with me.
I am Callista, and this is the captain of the Daggerhawk, Venix.
To be frank with you, Master Tyrus, we're on a quest to find the Blessed Isles.
Oh, Princess Callista, the Blessed Isles are a myth.
We both know that is not true. They are hidden within the mist at the heart of this ocean. I seek the isles only to find a cure for my dying queen. Please, I am begging you, Master. The young king adores his queen. She is his life, and I fear that he would do something should she succumb.
That sounds like a threat. A way to coerce me to reveal anything I might know about your fantastical Blessed Isles.
I could have prevented it. I should have prevented it. His fury will turn upon Camivore's neighbors, or even the people of his own kingdom, and it will be my fault. Coming upon you was no accident. A single horned seer told me that it was written in the heavens that the Golden Maiden of the Seas would lead me to the Isles. That has to be your ship.
A single horned seer? The Star Child? You say you've actually met her?
I did, and it was her guidance that led me to you. I swear on the ancestors I will never reveal the truth of the Isles. Imprison me forever if that's what you need to do. But please, if there is any way your scholars can help, do not deny me.
I cannot make any promises, but I believe your heart is true. I will take you there.